Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Luka driving and he throws it down. That's his own version of Luka Magic to start the game.
That was the call on Fox Sports Southwest. Part of the call as the Mavericks come back and win over the Blazers at the AAC after being down 15. They tie it in the fourth. Luka does it again. There was a gathering from Slovenia that is coming to follow him throughout the next few games. There was a group of about 100 Slovenians who made the 24-hour trip to see Doncic play, and they're going to see him tonight in Houston and then Wednesday against the Heat when Miami comes to the AAC. So Luka Doncic in front of some familiar faces gets it done, and Portland reporters after the game said they can't remember Damian Lillard like taking a loss so hard. Maxi Kleber with the defense at the end. Damian, who got red hot in the third. He hit like 8 straight shots, 21 points in the third quarter, could not get it done at the very, very end as Maxi was playing defense, and the Mavs win 102-101. Doncic with 28-9-6.
Ooh. Look, you know, when you're down 15 in the fourth, like you're going to have to basically hit about every shot and have the other team commit some turnovers and make a bunch of mistakes. And Portland had 7 turnovers in the fourth quarter, to which the Mavs scored 11 points on. And you know, kudos to the Mavericks for taking advantage of those turnovers. But with Luka and with Dak, as we've seen, like, The local fans just don't feel like they're ever out of a game at the end. Like, if it's close, something good is going to fall their way.
Yeah.
Because of Doncic in this case. And there are very few. That play he made very, very late, I think it was the one that gave him 101 points and then they got the N1.
The lefty.
That was Steve Nashy. Like, you don't see someone 6'8 do that.
Lefty and one.
Yeah. I mean, you used to, like, the start, the stop, the go. The move in the body, I mean, it was very limber. It was like not something that somebody who's that size ever does. And it's just what makes this kid so special and so fun to watch.
They are playing really competitive with an undermanned roster. They have no Dennis Smith. They have no Harrison Barnes. Obviously, they don't have Porzingis. DeAndre Jordan is gone. They have no one left on the roster. And with the exception of the Bucks game, my God, Giannis, by the way, like, on a Friday night, it's going to have to be a special occasion for me kind of to pay attention the whole way. And I was in on what this guy looked like, Shaquille O'Neal playing guard, dunking on everyone, left hand, doing whatever he wanted, Euro steps that took up the entire half court. But with the exception of that Milwaukee game, these guys are playing tough, and they are in every game, and they've won 3 out of their last 4.
And we'll see. We're going to get some TV ratings sent our way today. Because I wanted to see what the local Alliance of American Football got. But the Mavericks are up 70% year to year. The rest of the NBA, as we've seen, has been down this year a little bit. Not the Mavericks. No, that's all Luka mania. And it's awesome to see. But, you know, this team, you know, and you're right with Giannis. I mean, Giannis is just such a freak. He's so fun to watch. And we've got a player that's fun to watch. And some of the other pieces they got in that Knicks, like Tim Hardaway. You know, Hardaway, if he does, you know, when he's not going 5 of 15 and he's able to hit some shots, he's a much better, and you point this, he's a better option than Wesley Matthews was. I like watching Tim Hardaway Jr.
play. Oh, yeah. I saw him out and about on Friday night.
Oh, did you?
I was just like, welcome to Dallas. He said, thank you. And there he goes performing. Like, the athletic difference between he and Wes Matthews is, It's like not even a discussion.
Boy, he's getting up some shots though, ain't he?
Yep.
3 games, 46 shots.
Good gosh.
Not doing too bad though. 12, 12, and 24. So I mean, you'll take that.
Yeah. Who else is gonna score on this team? Who else are you gonna throw it to? Tom Brokaw?
Dorian. Not Tom
Dorian
Brokaw.
Dorian for Trey.
Oh. Yeah, Dorian. Okay. Tim Hardaway Jr., look at the game that he put up there as he drops 24 points on 9 of 18 shooting. And the Mavs with a very nice win, and they will take on James Harden in the armpit tonight. Harden still scoring 30 a game. He's averaging 36. Wouldn't it be nice to be the team to have Dorian Finney-Smith hold James Harden and double and triple team him to stop this little 30-game
It'd be nice.
Streak?
It'd be nice. Yeah. It'd be nice to do that. That would make SportsCenter.
Oh, yeah.
That would make SportsCenter.
It's going to lead it no matter what, yep. Probably.
Absolutely. That would be nice to have.
They had an epic game against Oklahoma City on Friday night where Paul George and the Thunder came back. That was a nationally televised game, okay? And it got beaten in the national ratings by the debut of the AAF. I still can't remember without typing it in.
Alliance of American Football.
Yeah, but even the letters, they got to come up with something easier
better
to
name.
Remember. But look, I didn't watch this on Friday night. I caught a little bit last night. I asked on Twitter for a review of this new league, especially for some of the fans in San Antonio who were there for the opener. Y'all, it was like a 90% approval rating that I got back on my social media. For real. Things that the NFL should steal. Oh my gosh, they actually allow hitting. How about the transparency in terms of the replay? How about the coaches getting mic'd up? Oh my gosh, Roger Goodell, did you see that quarterback hit where his head almost got detached from his body? Goodell tried to fine the player $50K, even though it's not his league. These are some of the reactions that I got to this league. Like 85, 90% of people saying they loved it, needed a football fix, and a lot more credible than they thought it was going to be.
Look, I saw a little bit of it. It wasn't awful. I love the transparency of replay, even though the replay official was a complete and utter disaster.
The woman?
Yes. Sitting there making a call and then changing the call and then making the call.
This is what it sounded like in the booth.
Okay, we're gonna wait a minute, 1 second. We've got an elbow down, it's got it, and touch. Nope, we're gonna overturn this and reverse this to a catch in the end zone for a score by Orlando. He's got possession, he tucks it in, his elbow hits, the ball is in control in his arms. We've got a score.
There you go.
It started, like, there's like 2 other minutes of that were completely unlistenable. Where she's like, oh, no, it's balls down. The ball's rolling on the ground. The ball literally was rolling on the ground. And, but the elbow hit first. Like, if Dez didn't catch it, but that guy did, I mean, my gosh. Now, granted, different league, all
different
that stuff.
League, different rules.
Yeah, that was an abomination.
Was that a catch?
I didn't think so. I didn't think so at all.
I agree.
That was a completely terrible replay review.
I wouldn't have wanted that to be a catch in my league.
Right, I agree.
You don't want a woman replay official.
Princess, I don't respect nothing a woman say about football.
That was live.
Let's cut through all the BS.
Here's what we got to remember, and I think this is what we're going to struggle to remember.
Women are people, too.
We know that.
They can vote now?
They could vote. They can. This is not Handmaid's.
South America.
If we compare this to the NFL, we will be disappointed and never watch. But if we compare it to, like, you still watch college football, right?
Yeah. But now,
why do you watch college? Like, because, you know, I watch college football because I went to one of those schools that I watch. You didn't go to a school that's a D1, but you still watch it.
Yeah, I watch it, though, because of the unknown. Like, mentally, I can't get over the hurdle of this league. I won't be able to get over the mental hurdle of the XFL of knowing these guys are already done. Like, big baller or big three or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not in your prime and you're not new and there's no mystery to the imagination, I'm out. Like, I know that Trent Richardson can never do anything at a high level, like the highest level. I've seen it. I know, like, the disappointment, the stock down, it's already in my mind. Zach Mettenberger, done. Like, these college kids, Kyler Murray, whoa. What can this kid be? What's next for him?
Yeah.
And next for these guys is coming to here and probably working with us. That's what's next for them.
Like, it's all downhill. Yeah. So that mystery, I'm out on it.
But you like competition.
Man,
don't you?
Sean just summed it up absolutely perfectly, because the selling point they give us is that, hey, millions of people watch football where the quality of athlete is less than this every weekend in America.
Yes.
And we watch a level where these guys are aspiring to be and could one day be. So why wouldn't we enjoy this brand? And I'm with Sean. It's like the best these guys can be is number 40 on a roster somewhere.
Yeah. Like college, a lot of these guys are going to go on to the next level and be busts, mm-hmm. but there's a question about it. Like, oh, I've never seen this guy before. What can he be? I can learn about him. What is Kyler Murray going to do? If Kyler Murray, went and played in this league, or Mike Vick was running around, I wouldn't care about that either, because I already know that your prime is behind you. That's me. That's just me.
All right.
You sound like you're advocating for it.
I'm not advocating. I'm just saying, you got to just – I think we have to just temper our expectations. Like, the expectations are it's not going to be as crisp as the NFL. But it doesn't have to be. Like, it can still be fun to watch, entertaining. I think the game changer here is going to be, and people point this out on Twitter, when some freshman five-star stud,
yes.
like Alvin Kamara, who got kicked off of Alabama, mm-hmm. decides to go to this league instead of go and transfer to another school.
Right.
Then you're in.
Yeah, but is it going to be around long enough to...
It'll be around.
Maybe. It's not like the most expensive thing. If you saw the contracts, they all sign like $80,000 salary deals.
It's like $250,000 for 3 years.
Yeah. Yes. And everyone's in the same deal. Now, the stadium looked fairly decent crowd.
The league, San Antonio crowd was hyped.
The league will not be there in 3 years. If y'all want to bet on it, we can bet on it. Nothing. None of this will survive.
Why? Is this going to get squashed by the XFL?
No, the XFL won't make it for 4 years either. None of them will. They're all dead.
Yeah, there will come a point where there's too many, right? So the XFL and the AA, whatever, their best opportunity is to combine their leagues. Like, they can't survive with three leagues. There's not enough players to go around.
Biggest criticism that I saw was the quarterback play, but they got 2.9 million viewers for the CBS opener. I tried to watch a little bit last night. I was in for 10 minutes, and I couldn't do it. But look, this is a great success. They beat the nationally televised NBA game. Roy put in about 2 hours. I put in 10 minutes. RJ,
I can't remember the exact time, but it was in and out. It was just
over a 30-minute span. Okay, all
20
your
or 30 minutes.
All
you know,
you're preaching over here.
Well,
I
had other things to do, so I left.
Okay, well then he'll preach to me about how much of a chance I should give it. You don't even care
like
to watch it.
But I had to go somewhere. I left. Like, so that's why I couldn't finish.
Yeah, but
it.
You don't even know what it's. You don't even know what the what product was delivered.
I watched for 20, 30 minutes. That's just a ballpark. Mm-hmm. Could have been less. Could have been more. I don't remember.
How much did you watch, Troy? If any.
The football game?
Yeah.
None.
Football games.
None. I watched none of it. I'm sorry. You can't sell me on some undrafted QB.
What if Johnny Manziel had been out there?
Well, Johnny Manziel wouldn't have been out there because he's a future Hall of Famer, and he wouldn't have wasted his time playing the AWF.
He's got Canadian football to
That's
play.
Right. He does, no, I didn't watch it. The only thing that got me hyped was the GIF of the guy with his head being decapitated from his body. That was about the coolest thing I saw, and I was like, awesome. A four-second GIF? All I need.
Yeah.
I was totally out. I was into the basketball game. I know the ratings don't show it, but when you have James Harden going up against Russell Westbrook, I was like, I'm in on that. And I got 3 victories in blackout, so suck it,
People
Call of Duty.
Also said that the ending of the football boosted the NBA number, so the NBA number would have been even lower if not for the football. So by all accounts, a very good start to the AAF.
Just change the name. Just get rid of that. AAF, that's terrible. Let's call it spring football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.